The Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show on Smile 90.4 FM.
A man who has put himself before anybody else in terms of the past couple of weeks is on the line with us. His name is Vusi Sindane. What has he done? Well, he cycled 3,000 kilometers to make a point and a statement that we need more school shoes for the kids of South Africa. Vusi's on the line with us. Vusi, good morning.
Morning. How are you guys doing?
Hey, man. Listen, we're fine. We haven't cycled 3,000 Ks. You have. How are you feeling?
Oh, man, I'm feeling excited. Almost there. I'm meeting Paul this morning.
Oh.
But I'm also, you know, it's bittersweet. So much has happened. So, yeah.
I'm looking at your journey, and it's been a tough 3,000 kilometers. This is your last section from Paul, and you finish in town today. What motivated you to go and do this? We talk about school shoes for kids. At what point were you like, listen, enough, I'm tired of talking, I'm going to actually do something about it?
Well, you know, the idea to cycle started like 6 years ago, around 2017. And then, you know, I kind of put it off, told people, they said it's a stupid idea, don't do it, and then I just didn't do it. And then I was very lucky to become the executive director of a school in Limpopo. Mm. So it's a rural school, it's just outside of town. And I got to see firsthand kids walking up and down to school every single morning, every single afternoon. And you then look at their feet. Most of them have something that looks like school shoes, and some of them just don't have shoes at all. And then you actually get to see that very often their performance in class is affected by small things.
Sure.
And then I was like, you know what? Let's do this thing. But also when I did a bit of research, I found that there's about 10 million kids that walk to school. A lot of them are fine. You know, they're walking just 5 minutes. But there's so many, there's millions that are still walking long distances. So this one is for them.
You know, obviously you talk long distances. There's kids walking between 10 to 20 Ks a day to get to school.
Exactly. And I cycled past some of them, right? I remember, I just can't remember exactly where I was. But there's a bus that dropped off some kids. And I stopped a bit to see where they were going. And there was smoke on the other side of the hill, which I presume that's where they were going. I mean, and it was freezing. It was very early in the morning. So that's still a reality for many, many kids in our country.
And we think about, you know, the fact that they walk this walk every day, irrespective of the weather. There's no such thing as,
exactly.
Well, it's raining today, so guess what? I'm going to get dropped off at the gates of my school. Every single day of their life, irrespective of weather conditions, those kids are walking that mileage daily on those poor little feet. And if you are dropping your kids off at school at the moment and you're thinking, wow, school shoes, they're so expensive. And maybe it's pair number three, maybe pair number four, just in terms of school shoes. You get home, your kids take those off. They only wear those for school, right? These kids that Vusi's talking about have never seen a pair of shoes. Full stop. It's not, this is my school shoes. These are my only shoes.
Yeah.
These kids go home, they get out of their uniforms, and guess what they get? They keep their school shoes on because it's the only shoes they have. Vusi, talk about this last leg now today. You leave from Paul. What time can we expect you in Cape Town? Whereabout is the finishing point?
The finishing point is at the stadium, Greenpoint. And I'll be there around 12, so I'm going to leave immediately after this call. Yeah, and on Twitter, I posted my route. So if anyone wants to join or follow or be there, you can find it there.
Magnificent people of the City Bowl that work in town, I would really love you to join us all to wish Vusi in and welcome him into town at the stadium at around lunchtime today. If you're in the city or anywhere near the City Bowl at 12 o'clock today, you'll notice a lone figure accompanied by a little bit of a support group coming into town. It's been a one-man show of 3,000 kilometers on a bicycle to make a difference in the lives of many kids that he obviously will never get to meet, but he knows what it's like for kids to be in that situation, and by doing and putting his own body through this to raise much needed funding for these school shoes, you too could be a part. Firstly, how do people contribute? How do they make a difference in some of these kids' lives?
Awesome. Go to my website, vusisindane.com. So it's VUSISINDANE.com. And you'll be able to navigate your way to the campaign page where there's a big donate button.
Vusi, you no doubt are looking forward to resting your legs from this afternoon. Do you get much of a break, much of time off after this? Is there a couple of days at least where you can rest your legs?
Yes, I think I'm still in Cape Town until Friday, and I plan to rest a bit. And then the delivery of the school shoes begins. So there's still quite a bit of work to do.
Vusi, I'm getting some news at the moment now, and I want to just confirm this before I do this. I'm going to do it anyway. I've got friends that are listening to the show right now. I think of my friends from Tile Toria who are so big, and they're just down the road. They've heard, Vusi, they want to give you 20,000 rand.
Oh, wow.
Oh, come on.
No way.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Yo.
Vusi, I mean, I've got tears of joy welling up in my eyes because this is what this show, like I said to you, was going to be about. It was going to be about this. It was going to be about a massive hearts getting involved and giving back. Vusi Sindane, 20,000 rand to make that dream of 10,000 pairs of shoes for school kids is yours, courtesy of my friends up the road here at Tile Toria. That is yours, buddy. Make the next chapter of this road into town.
Guys, thank you.
Be joyous.
I like you. Follow us on Facebook at Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.